Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Life is So Beautiful radio show hosted by yours truly, Vonda Guzman. Today is September the 3rd, 2013. Yada, yada, yay! Our call-in number is 347-205-9957. Again, 347-205-9957. And our chat room is open. We always stop and take a breath. Just giving thanks for this day of blessings, love, all needs met, and the truth is that God is in charge. Just sending out love and peace in our world through Jesus the Christ, all of our archangels, our spirit guides, our ancestors, and the Holy Spirit of divine order, truth, and peaceful resolutions. As we pray that divine order and truth and peaceful resolutions move through our world, move through Syria, move through America, move through our government, move through our people. Thank you for divine love and peace and protection. Go before us all, making easy and right our way by releasing a harmonizing presence in this universe now. I want to say thank you for L.A. Stewart today as she comes and shared with us ways of having more understanding, being more clearer, being a part of the solution and not the problem. Thank you for the Life is So Beautiful family. Thank you for the family of this whole universe. Thank you for another opportunity to serve the Life is So Beautiful radio show and mission. I just released this prayer today to my highest good and for the highest good of all concerned right here and right now. And so it is. Amen. Amen. Ashe. Shalom. Hallelujah. Thank you. Well, we have birthdays this month, and of course, you know this is the month for our Virgos. And we just want to send out a big blessing to all of you for your birthday. And our first birthday person is McAfee Marsh. And then Andre Hoxter, a musician friend of mine, Joy Sigur, John Luca, Fender Bass, Cymbalee Clark. Much love and blessings to you all from me to you today because it's your birthday. Receive my love.
Because it's your birthday, well, I'm here to celebrate you. Because it's your birthday, you go on and have your way. I know today is your birthday. Make a wish, you will see it come true. Because it's your birthday, well, I'm here because I love you.
Happy birthday to you. You can get this song and many others as well as free downloads of self-love affirmations on my new website and services from me. Please go to www.lifeissobeautiful.net, browse around, and please go to the Facebook page and like the page for me. Thank you so very, very, very much. Well, today my guest, who is no longer a guest, yes, we have become sisters too, Ellie Stewart is an Akashic Record reader who comes with a background of over 25 years doing healing modalities and using her gifts of clairaudient and clairvoyant in her metaphysical healing practices. She is certified, and if I must say qualified, as she serves and make a difference in everyone's life she comes in contact with. She is also teaching others how to live life as a modern day mystics so that we all can help make a difference in seeing and living in a world of love, peace, harmony, and prosperity for us all. I am thankful that God connected us, and my life has not been the same since I met her. So please welcome my sister and friend, my sister, I said, and my friend. See, that makes a difference. Yes, Ellie Stewart. Hi, Ellie. How are you?
Hi.
I'm fine. I'm perfect, Vonda. How are you?
I'm just divine, 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 and so glad to be here with you today so that we could talk about more of what the Akashic Records are and how they can support us in our soul evolutionary process. But before we do that, this is the month of divine timing. And so I would just, my first question for you first before we get into the Akashic is, what is divine timing? What does that mean to you?
Well, you know, it means to me being in the flow, being in that fabric of universal flow where, you know, we always think that we are out of something, but, you know, really we're always in the flow. The problem is we don't listen, you know, we don't listen to that still small voice that speaks to us ever so endearly. I think about, I parked my car somewhere, and I clearly heard, if you park there, you're going to be towed. And I said, oh, no, you know, I'm only going to be in there for a minute. And, of course, mm-hmm. when I got out of the store, my car was towed. Now, I was in the flow.
Yeah, you were in the flow.
I was in the flow.
That's right.
Yeah. The problem was I didn't listen. And so I can't believe that, you know, we're not in the flow. We're always in the flow. Divine timing, well, no, as I always say, and many others, there's no real distinction between time or space. So all you have is the present, and when you stay in the present, you are in the flow.
Yes.
So when we start to slip back and to just be reminiscent constantly of the past or trying mm-hmm. to jump ahead, we can sit up and we can have thoughts of, you know, future thoughts, but really being in the present is really being in the flow for me.
Yes, yes. I agree with you 100%. Just wanted to get your note on that.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to talk about the Akashic Records again today a bit, and we're going to get into the Ho'oponopono prayer. Because of what's going on in the world today, it's just so necessary for us to all be very prayerful, and I believe that Ho'oponopono prayer is short and sweet and very powerful. Go straight in and do a good cleansing work. So, but first, I want to get with the Akashic Records and how we can support our own soul evolutionary process by having them read every now and then. How can the Akashic Records help us? And what is it for people who don't really know what it is?
Okay, well, the Akashic Records is the vibrationary depository of all things that exist, or all of the soul's journey, for sure, all of the soul's journeys, all of the journeys that you have had in various lifetimes. And in each lifetime, we work on specific issues or lessons. And in working on those lessons, you know, if we don't get it the first time, then we come back to get it a second time, or maybe even a third, who knows. So I teach people how to go into their records, and not only go into their records, but to work on specific issues, like if they have an issue with finances or money. Maybe there has been some type of past life situation that actually sparked that particular situation that they're experiencing in today's lifetime. I think we did something like that with you. We went into your records to see how a past life actually influenced your dealings with finances in this lifetime. Once we found that and brought it into your awareness, we could collapse that energy, that energetic force around it from that past lifetime, which had really been following you throughout lifetime.
That's true, Ellen. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, I mean, that is the Akashic Records, which was normally only given access to mystics and sages of various times, now is available through Linda Howe's efforts, is available to whomever would like to work in their records in order to see that they move along that evolutionary path, or to try and help them grow spiritually. It is a wonderful tool for spiritual development, for personal empowerment, for an individual to understand their life purpose and their path. I thank Linda for bringing this work forward.
So her book is called How to Read the Akashic Records by Linda Howe, H-O-W-E?
Yes.
So are you saying that people can go in for themselves, that we don't always have to look to somebody to read our records, but we could do things for ourselves? I know I'm doing it for myself now, but are you saying that this can happen for just about anybody?
Yes, it can happen for anybody who is ready to really know the truth about their life and their various lifetimes. The prayer is a sequence. It is a vibrationary sequence that opens the records up to people who are ready, who have been, called to the records. And so everybody hasn't been called, you know. Linda has in her book, which is very interesting, she gets you read so far in the book, and she says, if you got to this part, that means you've been called to the record. And then you go on and you read the book, and you know, you just think, okay.
Yes.
You know, okay, yes. I've been called. And then when you get to a certain part, another part in the book, she says, well, if you've gotten this far in the book, that means that you've answered the call. And so I always tell tell people that, you know, their first experience with opening the records is like, you know, you may feel a heaviness upon your head, or I always describe it as like a watermelon sitting on top of my head. And you know how watermelons, some of them grow really round and then some are oblong, you know. And that is the actual opening up of the pathway for entrance into the record. When we do this work in a conscious state, we're in an altered state, but we're not asleep like Edgar Casey, who was very well known about doing readings in the Akasha. He used to go into an actual trance, a sleep state. But all of our work is done consciously. We don't go to sleep. We are in an altered state. The prayer puts you into an altered state, but you're actually able to function with your eyes open or while you are awake. I don't suggest that people open their records and then go out and drive a car. I don't suggest that people open their records and then fall asleep in them. You know, that is not proper usage of the records. It is a spiritual practice, so we must treat it as such.
Mm-hmm. How often ought a person get the records read?
Well, you know, I go in my records every day. And going in my records every day, you know, I do work in my records, whether it is developing something new or asking questions, whatever questions that may be on my mind. Right now I'm in the development stage, so I am utilizing information in my records about developing classes and so forth.
Yeah, and you do have classes. You're having something coming up in September for people who are in the Chicago area or just want to fly there to Chicago and participate
right.
and become an Akashic Records certified. You're certifying people, aren't you?
Yes. We're having the certification class September 14th. The weekend of the 14th will be we'll have a certification class, and we'll also have a healing class with that, as well as on the 13th, we have Shaman Leota Razul and Jeff Klein coming into town to do a healing service together. Shaman Leota will be doing the DNA activations, and Jeff is going to be playing the Buddha bowls and doing the crystal ball bath at the same time. So they are going to get a phenomenal impact of healing by those two, and then they need to be ready to take the class the next day and learn about the Akashic Records, what it means to them, how to access the records, and really how to transform their lives through the records.
Well, I know my life has changed a lot since I've gotten the class, and even from when you read the records, like you said, especially about something from my past of having being killed over some money, you know, and so I brought that in with me. And someone had already told me that sometime before, but had never cleared it. And when you cleared it out from me immediately, my life resonated with it. It just went. And I have been living from a whole nother consciousness since then. So I guess that's why I really got excited about the records and wanted, you know, to share you with the public as often as possible to, you know, for people there, because there are 7 billion people in the world, and it's just a lot of people who are in search of, you know, doing some healing modalities or healing practices that they can lift themselves up out of certain things that have been bogging them down for so long in their life. So this kind of brings a bit of freedom to us. Because, well, first of all, I know we all don't have the same type of experiences when we go in the records. because we're all in the visuals and stuff, but I just feel that there are some things that each one of us did bring in with us when we came to the universe. So I really am excited about it, and I really am excited to share you with all of the people in this audience here. So now, I noticed that they always say that there is a way to get information when you're in the records. So the why, what, and how. So why is it? Is that, would you call that being limited, or would somebody think that that's being limited to only have the questions come at why, what, and how?
Well, the questions come in like that because, you know, the records really don't, they don't respond, the masters, teachers, and loved ones really don't respond to yes or no questions. You know, they look deeper. It's a broader range of information. And so when you go in, you know, your questions need to be posed appropriately so that the information can come out. You know, it's kind of like, when I say it's like a vibrational depository, if you think of like the old, like when you're doing a search, a computer search, and if you don't put in the right combination of words or if you don't put in the right phrasing, you don't get what you're really looking for,
uh-huh.
You know, and it uh-huh. kind of be to that. You have to, for instance, I'll say I had one client who had called me and had said that, you know, he had been in his records and he didn't understand what he had gotten. And his question was really about finances. And so I asked him, I said, well, what did you get? And so he told me, well, I'm supposed to donate my time to this particular shelter. I said, oh, okay. So, you know, he was like, well, I don't know how that equates to the finances of things, you know. He was really stuck on mm-hmm. the finances. And so when I went to his records, what I did, sometimes what I do with people who are familiar with the records, I will go into their records, and then I will have them go in at the same time that I'm in their records. And we will look for the information together. In doing so, it brings about enlightenment to them that much quicker. But it also allows for us both to make that journey into getting out the information and really going deeper into the record. Kind of like I'm giving them a little boost while I'm in there. And so I got to one part of his records and I said, okay, let's close the record. And so I said, now, your problem is trusting. I said, because you didn't trust the information that you had received. And I said, now, what you really want to know, I said, is how to, he wanted to write grants or something. And I said, don't you think going and donating your time at an organization who writes grants to get the funding for their program is better on-the-job training than you flying out of state to get to take a class? That has no idea about what the state or the market is all about here in this area.
Uh-huh.
But the larger lesson for him was learning how to trust. You know,
okay.
Because had I not gone into his records to find out the real crux of why they wanted him to go to the foundation. They had even told him where to go. Okay?
Wow.
But he was like, you know, I'm asking about money, and, you know, he wants to write grants professionally, and he wants to do it to help nonprofit organizations. And what better way to go than to volunteer your time at a nonprofit organization and get to know
some,
you know, to get the practical experience. I mean, if the records are going to show you exactly where to go, why would you think that, oh, I must be getting the information wrong? But see, his real, the real lesson here was teaching him how to trust. Mm-hmm.
It's like a question. Why am I and my partner together? What are we meant to learn? What are some of the advantages or disadvantages of us being together at this time? That I found, you know, was so awakening, because normally, if we're going through things, relationships or something like that, we don't really look into it like this. Or why are we together? You know, what are we meant to learn from each other? You know, or what are some of the advantages of us, you know, being together now? Or what are some of the disadvantages so that we can get that worked out? You know, so that why is a strong one, you know?
Yeah.
And the what and the how. So it's really good to ask those type of questions where you can get some healing involved in the work, rather than to, you know, ask, well, why can't I hit the lotto for $1 million, you know?
That's the number one question, you know, and you'd be surprised. The records may come back and tell you, well, it's not your time. Okay.
I bet. Mm-hmm. I can understand that. Not your time. So it's not saying you won't, but it's just saying it's not your time. So we're dealing with divine timing here, so I have to think about that. I'll put that down on my paper. I'll ask that later then. Mm-hmm. But we're going to take a break. I'm going to come back. We want to get into the Ho'oponopono today, since we're going through so much in the world now, and just find that it's very important that all of us come into a place of staying in a prayerful way. And so we're going to take a break and play this song that I wrote called Where Is God and All of This. And again, we're sending out the love and prayers all over this universe. I have some questions inside of me that I need to express. My spirit free. It's all about how we hurt each other, being dishonest and not loving as God has made us to be. When we realize that this is going nowhere, we're all part of the destruction we see. If we want this rain of hate to stop falling, we must pray, God, let it begin in me. Where is God in all of this when we're hurting each other and never acknowledge what we do? Where is God in all of this when we never ask forgiveness? If my people would humble themselves, we'd all be free. But if we all must be right in all we do, then where is the healing inside of me and you? God wants us to stop this nonsense right now and get back to the basics. It's called love. Love calls for now. Loving costs more, and we see it every day in what we do. Where is God in love? Where is God in all of this? And this song I'm sending out all over the world today in all of these situations, because we are coming into a time now where prayer is so necessary, love is so necessary, humility is so necessary, forgiveness is so necessary. So we have Ellie with us today, and we want to get into talking a bit about the Ho'oponopono prayer, the prayer modality of forgiveness. And Ellie, can you talk to us a little bit about, I know it's a prayer from Hawaii, it's a modality, healing modality, and I'm more familiar with it from Joe Vitale. So can you talk a little bit about what the Ho'oponopono prayer is, as we take a little time today to get into it, even in the show, that we would ask everybody to take a moment. It's a short prayer, it's a sincere prayer, and it's a powerful prayer.
Yeah, this actually comes out of Hawaii, and this really shows us how we are all truly connected. It's a huna, called a huna practice, and Dr. Hugh Lin was the one who really kind of brought this forth, even though it was actually created by, it was a female. I can't really remember her name right now. But he brought it forward in curing a complete ward of criminally insane patients without ever seeing them, with the premise being that whatever this particular person is suffering from, I must look within myself to see how I have helped create this for this individual.
That's kind of a hard pill to swallow, though, for...
I know. But I can tell you that I have used it with several of my own clients, and I have seen, you know, tremendous improvement with them, and it's hard for them to wrap their head around it also, that you know, they come to me with one specific issue, and I say, well, I must look within myself to see why this situation has presented itself within you. I must look within myself. And as I start saying, I love you, I am sorry, please forgive me, thank you, you feel an overwhelming power from the universe that will come within. Now, you know, mind you, I'm in there, you know, I might be doing a reading on them, or I may be doing some healing work on them. But anyway, there's this transference of energy between my heart chakra and theirs. And, yeah. The energy runs until it finishes, and I'm constantly saying the I love you, I am sorry, please forgive me, thank you, over and over and over again, and I keep that going until I feel that energetic release complete. And once it's complete, you know, I will come back, you know, because a lot of times I'm working in an altered state and the client is in an altered state. And when I come back fully into the room, you know, my client is sitting there and, you know, they're still kind of out of body at that point. But they can tell that there has been a shift within them as well. So it's really totally dynamic for healing, especially when I am utilizing it when I am in someone's records. That's just one way that I use it. I also use it if I'm doing what I call energetic table work on an individual, and they may present something, maybe their knee, maybe they're having a problem with their knee or their leg. And I will place my hands on that area of the body, and I will start saying the sequence, and I will let that energy flow through me out of my hands and to them. And, again, there's a tremendous shift. So in looking within myself, because, you know, they are, anyone who shows up in front of me is truly an extension of myself. When I see them, I see myself.
Yeah, I'm also using it, and it does work. And I have a client that was going through something with a family member and was traveling and had given her the Ho'oponopono prayer. And when she got back home from traveling after about a week and a half, the whole situation, she said she was shocked at how, you know, the person presented themselves to her. It was just like, you know, just a healing. And I'm using it, and I find that I have my encounters are much better, you know. I mean, sometimes it's certain things happen here, and I just start using the Ho'oponopono prayer, and it just dissolves within me and around me, too.
Yeah.
So I find that it does work, and I use it about an hour and a half a day. I was using it more. I want to get back to it. But it does work. Please forgive me. I'm sorry. I love you. Thank you. And I like what Joe Patel said of how he's used a lot of modalities. But when he started using this modality, he said that it cleared up a lot of things instantly. You know, even with his weight and other things, things just got cleared up immediately. And he said even when he wake up in the morning, he'd do, you know, I love you, I love you, I love you. He'd just do the Ho'oponopono prayer. And so it resolves a lot of things within us and a lot of things around us. Is something with a speakerphone on? I'm hearing something. Okay, sounds better. So the Ho'oponopono prayer does really work, and what we want to do is we want to just take a moment here today because of what's going on in our world and seeing which way the wind is blowing. I believe that if we all just took a minute and just did this Ho'oponopono prayer, that it would make a difference, not only in us, but in the energy of this whole universe, in Syria and everywhere, you know, in America, you know, everywhere. It would just make a difference. And so the prayer is, please forgive me. I'm sorry. I love you. Thank you. And so we want to take a minute and just say that to send this message out, to do something that we all can do. And that is just to say a prayer. Please forgive me. I'm sorry. I love you. Thank you. Please forgive me. I'm sorry. I love you. Thank you. Please forgive me. I'm sorry. I love you. Thank you. Please forgive me. I'm sorry. I love you. Thank you. Please forgive me. I'm sorry. I love you. Thank you. And I believe that if you would take this prayer, just give it a try. Take this prayer and use it throughout the day. I mean, you can be in the gym, you could be in the shower, you could, you know, just be laying down, and you can go to sleep at night with just saying it. You can wake up in the morning with just saying it. I do it myself, you know. And Ella, you're doing it about an hour and a half, 2 hours a day, aren't you?
Yeah, I do it when I get up in the morning while I'm getting dressed, and before I even get out of the bed, I start, and then while I'm getting dressed, I continue. And while I am driving, usually to my office or back, I'm saying Ho'oponopono. I try not to talk to people while I'm driving so I can get that time in. So, you know, usually I'm doing it a little bit more than 1 or 2 hours a day. I probably get in about 3 to 4 hours a day.
Wow. That is powerful. I'm going to have to up myself. Because I noticed when I first started, I was doing about 3 hours a day. I noticed it. And you can feel it. It's a vibration that you begin to carry. It's all around you, you know.
Yeah.
And it exuberates, you know, from you to others. Where, you know, where you're going, and sometimes you see people, they had their head hanging down, they see you, they start smiling. You know you've been doing the Ho'oponopono prayer, and you know you're cleansing not on yourself, but you're cleansing from others. There was also a whole prayer that the woman who put this together has said for us to do, just healing for the whole family, for the whole, for our ancestors, our relatives, for everything. And and I thought that's a good prayer to do even now, because, you know, we all evolve and we all come back and we all souls, and maybe that we have done some things. And that prayer is, Divine Creator, Father, Mother, Son as one, if I, my family, relatives, or ancestors have offended you, your family, relatives, and ancestors in thought, words, and actions from the beginning of our creation to the present, we ask your forgiveness. Let this clean, purify, release, cut all negative memories, blocks, vibrations, and transmute unwanted energies to pure light. And so it is. That's an awesome prayer, because that digs deep. That goes way back. It goes deep and deep, you know, and deep, and get all down in every little nook and crevice of our hearts and everything within us, and our minds and our families and ancestors and everybody. So I just feel that if people are listening and would use the Ho'oponopono prayer now, and would not mind using the ancestors' prayer now and then to just bring some cleansing, so that we all can get through this little energy shift that we're all dealing with now, because we all are part of the solution. We are a part of it. You have anything else to say about the Ho'oponopono?
No, I think you really kind of covered it. You know, it is a vibration. It is the vibration of the words that are put together that actually help raise the individual's vibration. And saying that and saying those words. So essentially you become that same vibration that you are repeating over and over again. And in essence, you are starting to cleanse not only yourself, but everyone that is in your world, life, and affairs. I take full responsibility of my world, life, and affairs. And when you make that declaration, so I usually start out by saying I take full responsibility for my world, life, and affairs. I ask the divine to transmute any erroneous thoughts transmute them into love. And then I start the sequence. And as you start that sequence, you know, it gets to, again, it becomes a mantra for you. And just saying it anytime you have free time, the words are the vibrational aspect of the words help raise your vibration. And it then extends out and essentially cleans everything that is within your rural life and affairs. So it doesn't just stop with you. It extends out.
Well, I got a Facebook message, I think it was from Patsy Cannon, and she wrote, she said, can anybody tell how the people are a bit aggressive and irritated, you know, last few days? And I thought about the Ho'oponopono prayer that we all could be doing just to, you know, keep ourselves in a certain vibration, you
yeah.
know, and a certain
yeah.
vibration, because everything is energy. And if we all just got together and just did our little bit, you know, even if it's 5 minutes, you know, or 10 or 15 minutes, if we all do our little bit, that we could help clear some of the energies that are going on. Because we are the healers. We are the ones, we're carrying the power. We have the power to shift and change, and we have to use it in a positive way. And so with the Ho'oponopono prayer, that's a way of humility. I mean, when you say that he healed a whole ward of people who were just killers and murderers, everything else, and he never even had one person in his office. That is awesome. And that happened in Hawaii, and they don't have a ward there anymore for mental patients or anything like that. They just don't have it. He cleared it. He cleaned it all out. That's miraculous, and that's hard for some people actually to believe. But
mm-hmm.
it did happen. So this prayer does carry a vibration. And if anybody's, you know, going through anything, even if you're not going through anything, just clean. Let's just clean ourselves. Just keep ourselves clean. Just clean ourselves. Clean our minds, you know. Clean ourselves so that, you know, we don't have to get a big bind because, you know, what's going on now. You know, we really have to pray because it could move into something that would really cause a big bang. And I believe if we all just took a little bit of time. And you said something, Ellie, you talked about a 15-minute at 12 noon.
If everybody at 12 noon. I was telling you that, you know, as a healer, when they had the last spill over in Japan at 12 noon, we all, no matter where we were, we sent loving energy to the water in Japan, and it really made a difference. You could feel the vibration. You could feel the energy going towards Japan and the water. and that energy is available to us if we just make a conscious effort from 12 to 12:15, and you don't have to even... You don't even have to figure out, well, is it Central Time? Is it what? Don't have to do anything. Wherever it is, 12 noon in the state that you're in, from 12 to 12:15, you do the Ho'oponopono. Simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
But the vibration will carry forward. So if it's 12:15 in on the East Coast, that 12:15 vibration will carry forth to Central Time and so on like that. You know. And in that instance, that means that those consciously aware individuals are sending that vibration forward to help cleanse whoever is tied to their world life and affairs. You know, something.
Yeah, I believe Marion Williamson. Marion Williamson did that 3 weeks ago. Had all of us mm-hmm. doing that. I think from 12 to 12:15 for the Egypt situation.
Mhm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it does help. It supports a lot. And that's what we all have to do now. We just do what we can do and watch how, you know, our vibration, our energy will make a difference in everything that is going on. You know, I looked at the news for about 5 minutes today, you know, just to, you know, and, you know, I feel where they, you know, trying to go. And I just turned it off and started doing my Ho'oponopono prayer.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's the only way we're going to move it, is just not to get involved in that per se as sitting there watching it and you know, talking about it the whole day long, going watching the TV and all. But doing our Ho'oponopono prayer will really make a difference. Now, the book that people can get if they're interested in knowing more about it is what it's called, Zero Zones?
No, Zero Limits. Zero Limits. Zero Limits. Yeah, and you can get it from Amazon. I think it's about $12. You can download it from Audible. You can download it for that amount as well, and you can have the auditory version of it. I have both. I have the paper copy. I downloaded it. I got it each and every way because I figure, should nobody be without this book, because everybody, it's only 200 and some pages, 238 pages, but, you know, people spend all their time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's something that everybody should read. The book is golden. It's golden.
Yeah, well, I love it. I have the audio. And I love it. I love listening to it. I listen to it when I'm in the gym, you know, listen to it at home. And it is so awesome to know that we actually have this kind of power. We actually carry this within ourselves, this kind of power, this kind of energy. You know, I mean, that is really a blessing to know that each and every one of us have it, whether or not we use it or not. I used to hear people, old folks say, if you don't use it, you're going to lose it, you know. And that is so true. If we don't
mm-hmm.
use our power to shift ourselves and shift situations in the world that is going on. So with the Ho'oponopono, with getting our records read, with doing our own inward spiritual work, we can really make a difference. We can really make
mm-hmm.
a difference. So I'm so glad that you were here today. Can you please tell our audience how to reach you?
Yes, I can be reached very easily by just calling 773-216-9882. Or you can go to my website, and the website is Pathways with an S, that's P as in Paul, A-T-H-W-A-Y-S, as in Sam, 2-T-O, light, L-I-G-H-T, .org. And you can also, I'm on Facebook, Pathways to Light. You can go to the Facebook page and like the Facebook page. And by all means, please call me if you're interested in the healing extravaganza that we're going to have September 13th, 14th, and 15th. Again, the 13th, Shaman Leota is going to be here in the Chicagoland area doing the DNA activations, and Jeff Klein will be here to actually play the Buddha bowls, the crystal bowls, in person while she's doing the activation. That is a very big to-do. And then I will be teaching that Saturday and Sunday about Akashic Studies. And so we want people to be able to come out. So please call me again at 773-216-9882 if you would like to get further information.
That is so powerful. I am so happy that you were with us today and given more information of how we can do work for ourselves, how we can even do it to the point where we don't have to always, you know, look for someone to come and clear us, but we can learn these things just for ourselves. I just think it's powerful because there's not a lot of that going on in the world where, you know, people are able to let people know that you can have this for yourself. It's just the freedom of spirit
yeah.
now. And I'm really
yeah.
excited about that. Thank you so much, Ellie, for coming and joining us today. It has been really wonderful to have you. And everybody, please get in touch with her. She gave her information, and I am just looking forward to people coming and joining you all September, the weekend of the 13th, and just send you all blessings and love. I'm still in Germany. If I happen to be in America, I'll come through and say
all
hi.
All right.
And
well, Vonda, we know
everybody.
That anything is possible.
Yes. All things are possible, so we will let go and let God. I want to thank everybody for being with us. We're just going to do a quick mind meditation affirmation quickly here today. We have about 2 minutes left. It'll take about 2 minutes to do that. So let's all just take a breath. And when I say I, you can say I. We all are one. For today, I take the time to go within myself and find that place of light, of love, but also of any hurts or wounds that no longer serve me. I ask my guide, sent to me by the Holy Spirit to assist me in coming to grips with these old experiences that no longer have to carry this in me. I just don't have to carry it no more. I take the time now to surrender to the forgiving love and peace within me and say, please forgive me. I'm sorry. I love you. Thank you. I say this over and over and over again until it resonates with me in every thought, word, and deed. I am now available to more good than I have ever realized, imagined, manifested, or even experienced before. Through this collective vibration, I know something wonderful is taking place. So I send these words out to the north, the south, the east, and the west. Blow wind of love. Blow wind of peace. Blow wind of joy. Blow wind of prosperity. Blow wind of happiness. Blow wind of peaceful resolution in our universe today. Thank you so much for so much. As we send this prayer out, we are just trusting that it will not come back to us void. We are one with it all. Thank you. You have been listening to A Life Is So Beautiful Radio Show. Thank you again, Ellie, for being here with us today. Ellie Stewart, thank you for sharing your love and your gifts. I love you all. Namaste. Kisses. And blow in. Blow. Namaste.